أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وقال تعالى أقم الصلاة لذكري صدق الله صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our creator, our sustainer I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the faithful servant and the last Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, mercy and blessings be upon him, his family, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Ameen. Honorable ulama'i kiram, respected elders, mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ali nabiyyina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, this afternoon I'm going to speak about salah, the importance of salah. As we all know, the salah, it is the second pillar of Islam. And the first thing that rises up to protect you in the grave is salah. And the first thing you are going to be asked about on the day of judgment is salah. So you want your salah to be in the best state when you meet your Rabb, isn't it? The day you're going to die, you want all your actions, especially salah, to be in the best state that day you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا كَانَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّهُ يُنَادِي رَبَّهُ. That when anyone of you is engaged in prayer, you are holding an intimate conversation with your Lord. You're holding an intimate conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you pay attention to the salah, right? If you pay attention to salah, immediately after you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We're talking about Surah Al-Fatiha. Right? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You affirm that He is what? After Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, what comes after it? You affirm that He is Maliki Yawmiddin. That He is the master of the day of judgment. And there is no day that you are going to need His mercy more than on the day of judgment. On that day, we're going to need His mercy more. Subhanallah. So, salah is the time when you are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's the time when you are most frequent in the remembering the day of judgment. Even if it's just by the mention of it in the beginning with Surah Al-Fatiha, or in the end when you are seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the hardships of the day of resurrection. So, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the best salah, right? The best salah is the one in which your heart is most present with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are also longing towards that meeting with him on that day, on the last day. As Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, the one who perfects his standing in this life, we're talking about Qiyam, Salah, right? The one who perfects his standing in this life will certainly perfect his standing in the next life. Subhanallah. The one who perfects his standing in this life will most certainly perfect his standing in the next life. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that salah, it comes in a hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that inna awwala, the first thing that is going to be asked, the first thing that you are going to be asked about, inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihi al-abd min amalihi yawm al-qiyamah, aywa salatuhu. Subhanallah. There is no way that you demonstrate yourself to be a sabiq, to be a forerunner, more so than when you are diligent with praying on time. Praying on time is one of the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just think about how it is in this dunya. Subhanallah. When you leave the gathering to go to prayer with your Lord. And now here you are on that day being called from the crowd to meet your Lord, subhanallah, as you always used to do, except that now is the time of your accountability, subhanallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gives us the sin, right? He says that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sorts out people on the day of judgment, he would then bring his servants forward as individuals. And this is just one example of those servants. So think of the scene. Imagine being called forward from the crowd to be addressed directly and individually by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he brings his servant forward. Right? Allah subhanahu, imagine this scene on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you forward, right? From the crowd. So he brings you forward and he says, oh so and so, didn't I honor you? Didn't I make you a leader? Didn't I give you a spouse? Didn't I put at your disposal all sorts of means of transportation? And the list goes on. I mean, I have given you all these blessings. Do you acknowledge them? And he would say, yes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, didn't you think that one day you were going to have to meet me? And then he would say, no. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this abd. And he says, I shall forget you today as you forgot me. Now, if you notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded him first of his blessings and then blamed him for his forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the grateful servant remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Because every single blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads that person to the remembrance and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said before, It comes in a hadith. This is deeply connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was about to mention the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna awwala ma yuhasibu bihi al-abd min amalihi yawm al-qiyamah salatuhu." That is the hadith. That the first thing you are going to be asked about on the day of judgment from your deeds is what? Is your salah. The first thing that is going to be asked about, that you are going to be asked about from your deeds on the day of judgment, is your salah. Because the salah is connected intimately to how you remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how you thanked Him for His blessings. In fact, if you pay attention to the context of salah in the Quran, firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Aqim salata li dhikri." Right? Establish the prayer for my remembrance. Subhanallah. And this is the opposite of the one who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the opposite. Subhanallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in another ayah, in another verse of the Quran, Allah says, "Balillaha fa'budi wa kum minash-shakirin." So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be amongst His grateful servants. Subhanallah. And how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded when he was asked why he worshipped so much at night. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "Why are you worshipping so much at night? Yet you are the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you all your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you a highest maqam in Jannah. You are the best of all creation. Why is it that you worship so much at night?" What did he say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Afala akuna abadan shakura? Shall I not be a grateful servant to Allah?" Subhanallah. And that's why in one profound narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something very interesting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man hafadha alayha," whoever guards it, meaning the prayer, the five daily salawat, "kanat lahu nurun wa burhanun wa najatun yawm al-qiyamah," that is going to be a light for him, a proof for him, and salvation for that person on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. But listen to what he said on the other hand. He said, "وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ نُورٌ وَلَا بُرْهَانٌ وَلَا نَجَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ." That whoever does not guard his prayers, whoever does not establish the prayer, you don't perform, you don't read your salah, you will not have light, nor proof, nor salvation on the day of Qiyamah. And then he went on to say, "وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ قَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيِّ بِنْ خَلَفٍ." On the day of judgment, he is going to be with who? With Qarun, with Fir'aun, with Haman and Ubayy bin Khalaf. He is going to be with the tyrants. Who? The one who does not guard his salah. The one who does not read his salah at all. He's going to be with the tyrants. You're going to be with Fir'aun. And we know who is Fir'aun. You're going to be within the company of who? Haman, Ubayy bin Khalaf. But why? What about those that say, you know, "Ana usalli fi qalbi," I pray in my heart. I'm not one of those tyrants. I'm not a bad person. How can I be with Fir'aun on the day of Qiyamah? We all know who is Fir'aun. I'm a good person. We know who is Fir'aun. How come on the day of Qiyamah I'm going to be with them? In Jahannam. Subhanallah. So the answer is, we know in our deen, in our Islam, right? That salah is the distinguishing factor between the believer and the disbeliever. Al-ahdu baynana wa baynahum as-salah. The difference between we, Muslims, and the disbelievers, the Nasara, whoever, is salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Whoever leaves, does not guard his salah, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ, you have committed kufr. Subhanallah. And it's the ultimate decider of what your day of judgment is going to be like. Salah. But the question is, what is the connection between those tyrants? We're talking about Fir'aun, Haman, Ubay ibn Khalaf. What is the connection between those tyrants, between those horrible men and Salah? What is the connection? Subhanallah. The answer is, they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happened? They became arrogant. They didn't recognize His blessings upon them, nor the truth that He sent to them. So they never prayed and they died in their pride. They died in their pride. So the first person called for hisab in the hadith is similar. The first person to be called for hisab is similar in that they didn't use their blessings. They didn't use their blessings to propel them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgot them. Just as they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not like, you know, it's not like you can ever, you know, really repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your prayers. I mean, really, you can never repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, period, for His blessings. You can never. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to count them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us a man who worshipped Allah for how many years? For 500 years. And it didn't equal just the blessing of his eyesight. Imagine that. And on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, we would recognize immediately that no matter how much we worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we could have done more and we could have done better, but we could never ever repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyway. And we would be fortunate if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just didn't punish us for not praying or having deficiencies and distractions with our prayer. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, isn't it? We said most of the time we hear people say, Allah is Ghafur Rahim, isn't it? We know that our Lord is merciful. So instead, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He forgives us for our sins through the prayer. Subhanallah. And He rewards us with goodness that will benefit us in the hereafter. And that is greater than any blessing that He could have given us for our prayers in this life. The reward that we're going to have to get in the Akhirah is far much greater than any reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given us in this life for our prayers. So, now let's revisit the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? Inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihi al-'abd min 'amalihi yawm al-qiyamah. We said, as-salah. The first thing that you are going to be asked about on the day of Qiyamah, from your deeds, we said, is what? It is salah. That is the first thing. Right? But then look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Do you know that? Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that فَإِن صَلُحَتْ. The first thing that you are going to be asked about on the day of Qiyamah is your salah from your deeds. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said فَإِن صَلُحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ. That if it's good, your salah, Allah is going to look at your salah. If your salah is good, we're talking about the fard salah. If your salah is good, subhanallah, then you have succeeded. And you have security. Subhanallah. And then he said, "Wa in fasadat faqad khaba wa khasara." And if it's bad, if your salah is not good, then he would have failed and lost. But don't we all sometimes feel like some of our salah wasn't perfect? Don't we feel like that? That yes, we read in salah 5 daily salah every day. But in your heart sometimes, yes, you read your salah. But inside you, something is telling you that, hey, I think my salah wasn't perfect. We all feel that. Maybe because your mind wasn't there when you read in salah, maybe your ruku or something, subhanallah. So what happens? So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your salah, right? We're talking about the fard. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls and he says, Halil abd min tatawwa. Does my servant have any extra prayers? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one holding you accountable and he is making excuses for you and finding ways out for you already. Subhanallah. Imagine that Allah is looking for an excuse just to forgive you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, does my servant have any extra salah, any extra prayers? Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, bring the voluntary prayer and patch up whatever deficiencies is left in that salah. Subhanallah. Bring that voluntary prayer, whatever the voluntary prayers you did, the nafil, the sunnahs, and patch up whatever deficiencies in that salah. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deal with you the rest of your deeds. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deal with all of your deeds. So when your Ramadan is brought forward, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, is there any voluntary fast? Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to patch up that obligatory fast of yours with the voluntary fast. And then the zakat is going to be, it will be brought forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, subhanallah, does he have any sadaqah? The zakat. When the zakat is brought forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask, does he have any voluntary charity? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to patch up that zakat with the voluntary charity, subhanallah. And he does that with all of your deeds, subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, you and me, how many nawafil, the sunnah, we're not performing? Especially on the day of Jummah. When the imam finishes the salah, we don't even wait for the dua. Salaam alaikum, salaam alaikum. Gone. It doesn't come in our mind that we don't even care. We don't even worry. Subhanallah. But look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you have the guarantee that your salah is accepted? Do you have that guarantee? Subhanallah. You don't have that guarantee. Subhanallah. We got the khayri mu'akkada, we got the sunnah mu'akkada, we know them. The khayri mu'akkada is that sunnah, like for example, before Asr Salah, there is the 4 raka'at sunnah. That is khayri mu'akkada. That sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do, sometimes you wouldn't do. But he said, whoever performs that sunnah, khayri mu'akkada of Asr Salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a dua for that person. He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon that person who reads his salah. He is what? Sunnah. Salah of Asr Salah. And the sunnah ghayr mu'akkada also before Isha Salah. It is ghayr mu'akkada. And then the sunnah mu'akkada is that salah which the Prophet sallallahu he never missed. Meaning if you miss a sunnah mu'akkada, you are sinful. It's a sin. You're committing a sin. It's a guna. Subhanallah. So let's promise one another that. Promise yourself that from today onwards, read your sunnah. Both that is going to help you on the day of Qiyamah. Because you cannot guarantee that your salah is perfect, that your salah, what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah when you don't have nafil, you don't have also sunnah, you got your farad and your salah. Your farad, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he say, bring his voluntary prayers, bring his voluntary charity, or his, what's going to happen to you now? The answer, you know the answer, you are doomed, subhanallah. And also, my brothers and sisters, for our salah to be accepted, we got to follow the imam. Most of us, we go into ruku or sajda before the imam. That is wrong. It is wrong, subhanallah. When the imam say Allah Akbar, we already in the ruku before the imam. Or in the sajda already before the imam. That is incorrect. These are some of the things that's why our salah is not being answered, is not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The proper way to follow the imam, when you hear the imam saying, Allahu Akbar, we pull in the Allah there, right? You must remain standing. Whilst the imam is saying, Allahu Akbar, he is going into ruku. You only go into ruku when you hear the last Akbar. When he says Allah, when you hear the Akbar, you know that he is already in ruku. That's when you go now. That is the proper way. Not Allah and you with the imam together, Allahu Akbar. That is wrong. Also, when we turn in for salam, right? You must wait for the imam, right, to turn for salam. The first salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you must not turn. You must remain seated. Right? You only turn for salam when the imam is now saying as-salam for his second salam, turning to his left. That's when you turn to the right. The imam is turning to the left, you must turn to the right. That is the proper way. That means you are following the imam. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave a severe warning for those people who go before the imam. There is a severe warning. I can't remember the hadith, the exact hadith, but I know there is a hadith, authentic hadith, where he gave a severe warning for those people who go into ruku sajda before the imam. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the hidayah in tawfiq to make amal. Amin. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Wa nashadu la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.